Happy to be joined by Larry Mayer of ChicagoBears.com here on Bears Blitz. And we see a lot about Mitchell Trubisky in these parts, but typically the Cleveland Browns are dealing with a rookie quarterback of their own in DeShone Kizer.
They've had quite a few over the last several years. I know that a lot of the fans have those jerseys when they have all the names listed, which is very entertaining to me. But, DeShone Kizer is the guy that was selected in the second round of the draft out of Notre Dame. He's got a lot of measurables. He's got a big, strong arm, and he's very good in terms of his athleticism and running with the ball. But he really hasn't put it together all this year yet. He's last among 35 qualifiers in the NFL with a passer rating of 59.4. The Bears' defense should have a lot of opportunities in this game to make big plays. He's also lost six fumbles. The Bears' defense hasn't forced that many turnovers this season, more than last year, but still not as many as they need to. So, again, it's going to be a great opportunity, I think, for them to make some big plays, get some short fields for the Bears' offense.
You know, it's interesting looking at Kizer. Hugh Jackson, his head coach, said, you know, something, you know, some people took as a little bit of a negative shot at him the other day.
It was a pretty negative shot.
Yeah, saying that, you know, he doesn't know if he'll ever get it.
Right.
But, you know, my thought process is, though, you have a young guy come in and he didn't have a whole lot of experience coming out of Notre Dame, and then you just kind of throw him to the wolves with a team that's, shall we say, less than stacked. You know, I don't know what you expect. So, you know, I'm not ready to give up on the kid yet. I'm thinking that, you know what, it may have been that rough patch that some guys have to go through. And now he's got a, you know, receiving group in there that, Josh being back, maybe now Gordon, maybe now he's going to start to blossom a little bit.
It certainly wasn't the ideal situation for him, Jiggs. I mean, you look
and
at DeShone
Joe Thomas,
right?
Too, yeah.
Right. You look at DeShone Watson down in Houston. He comes in, he's got all pro receivers. He's got a good offensive line, a good running game. So it is a lot about the situation you find yourself in. Mitchell Trubisky comes in here. The offense isn't established. He doesn't have a lot of depth at wide receiver. To put it nicely, he's got a lot of injuries on the offensive line. So you're right. It's all about the situation. It was a shot, though, when your coach says you're not sure if the guy's ever going to get it before.
What that tells me, though, is that I think he's having a little bit of an issue with your work habits.
Right.
If you don't have good work habits, that's what drives coaches crazy, because they can do so much to help you, but there's so much you have to do to help yourself. And that means all of, you know, you're even, you know, Mitch Trubisky talking about the film study, getting all the work and putting the work in, being here early, being the first guy here and the last guy to leave. That's the kind of stuff that's important, not just to be there, but also to be actually learning the game. And maybe that's what DeShone Kizer was not doing.
You could actually obviously speak to this greater than I could, having played, but it seems when you talk to a lot of the players, that's the biggest adjustment they face, one of the biggest adjustments from college to pro in terms of the time. They're not going to classes, obviously.
Right, you don't have a lab or something.
Right. And I know you went to classes where you went to college,
yeah,
of course.
Sure did.
You sure did. But that's the biggest adjustment they face, is the preparation during the week. Everybody loves to play on game day, but it's getting ready for the game that's the biggest difference.
Right, yeah, and because, and then it's like I said earlier this year, this is your job, so take advantage of it. You got coaches here, you got, you know, other players here that you can just, you know, you can wean all that information from them and really kind of grow yourself a lot faster than you would.
Right.
If you're just taking that, you know, that deal where, and it's 3 o'clock, it's time to get out.
It was also awkward when he left Notre Dame, if you'll recall. There were some words there that were said on the part of coaches that also piqued our ears even then.
That he wasn't ready to come into the league.
Yes, and it is unfortunate for Kizer that his leading receiver is a running back with just over 500 yards in Duke Johnson. So he is a bit hamstrung. He's also known to throw some interceptions that are very costly in red zone situations. So do you think that the Bears have a chance here, guys, to not just pick a quarterback off, but do it super effectively?
Well, they might as well join the group, because everybody else has picked them off.
Right.
Why not?
Yeah, obviously, like I said, on paper, this is a great opportunity for the Bears defense to generate some takeaways. They haven't generated a whole lot. It's really interesting that the Bears lead the NFL in 13 fumble recoveries, which is something they haven't done a good job of in recent years. But then they're also near the bottom in interceptions. They only have 6 interceptions on defense all year. Darius Slay of the Lions has 7 by himself.
Darius Slay.
Right. So that shows you a little bit about the opportunities. I think they're doing a better job of putting themselves in position to make the plays, but they haven't done a good job of finishing the plays and getting the interceptions this season.
Well, that having been said, when you look at the way that the corners have played this year, in particular, the starting corners, how would you judge that?
I think it's been a big improvement over past years, especially Kyle Fuller, who we're watching here on tape. This is a guy that's having a resurgent season. He missed all of last year with a knee injury. Not a lot was expected of him. I heard a lot of talk in the preseason and in training camp that he was going to get cut and wasn't even going to make the final roster.
The old B-word was making their rounds.
Exactly, right? On the bubble.
Bust.
Bust. You're going to go with bust. I'm going to go with bubble. They're both B-words, yes. Exactly. But so this is a guy that's really had a resurgent season. I know the coaches weren't even expecting a lot from him. It was pretty much a make-or-break year for him, and he's really stepped up. He hasn't made the game-changing plays like the interceptions like some other guys have made throughout the league, but he's had a very solid year. Played physical against the run and the pass, and I think he's been one of the team's most pleasant surprises. Well, so the cornerback play has been better. They just need to force more turnovers.
You know, the thing I thought that was kind of interesting is those you watch game in and game out, you know, offense will come in. And I said that sometimes, you know, a lot of teams are right-handed, so the quarterback's looking right. to the right side. But still they were going after him. And as the season's worn on and he's made plays, everybody said, well, maybe we ought to look somewhere else. Because, you know, this guy's he's knocking the football down. He's, you know, he's disrupting the receivers. He's I think he's had a sensational season, really considering the fact that he didn't play all last year.
So, Larry, we started this show with Akiem Hicks really saying what I thought was the bite of the week, the quote of the week. We will not be that team to lose to the Browns. Again, showing his leadership,
right.
Showing what he can do, not just on the football field. And he was fired up, and it's so unfortunate that we have to talk about him being a Pro Bowl snub this week.
You said bite. Hopefully it won't come back to bite him that he said that, because I don't know if he was guaranteeing a win, but it came pretty close. But then again, when you think about it, what is he going to say? Yeah, we probably are going to lose to the Browns. But you're
right.
I
like his passion.
Yeah, no, I do too. I talked to him this week about that. He told me a good story. He told me about the night that he found out he didn't make the Pro Bowl. He was on the phone with a friend of his who told him that a mutual friend was undergoing chemo for cancer.
Oh.
And he said that really put things in perspective for him. And really, he said, I'm missing one football game. It's not that big of a deal. Obviously, he wished that he was going to the game. He doesn't appreciate the fact that not only is he not a first alternate, he's a fourth alternate, which I think is kind of ridiculous. But this is a guy that playing in a 3-4 defense, it's always tough for the defensive ends to get love and recognition because they're competing against defensive ends in 4-3s that make a lot more plays and a lot more sacks. But this is a guy that's got a career-high 8 sacks, leads the Bears, and a career-high 15 tackles for loss. I think he definitely deserves Pro Bowl recognition. It still may happen with guys dropping out, but we'll have to see.
Well, you know, that's what I was explaining yesterday, the whole idea of him actually getting judged against guys who play on the edge in pass rush,
right,
as opposed to the defensive tackles who play inside and get less sacks,
right,
because of the nature of the position.
And, you know, that happened for years with Lance Briggs, because mm-hmm. Lance Briggs was going up against 3-4 outside linebackers that were getting 12 sacks a season, and he wasn't that type of player in Lovie Smith's defense. He still made 7 straight Pro Bowls, of course, but sometimes
wasn't bad.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes the situation is out of your control, and again, Akiem is bummed out about it, but he's not going to let it ruin the rest of his season.
No, I imagine, though, he will play with a little more fire for the next 2 weeks and use it as a positive motivator.
He pretty much said that. He said if someone tells you you're not good enough, it's going to create motivation and incentive.
And Dan and I, loved what he said. I'm sure you did, too, about just how he's making his sacks happen and gave his elevator pitch as to why schematically they're working, and it was really fun to listen to because you don't really get a lot of insight like that.
No. He's a great guy, too. I spent a lot of time talking to him. He's a veteran. If you talk to the younger players, they all say the same thing, that he's been a great mentor and a great role model, and he takes an interest in their personal lives off the field, gives them advice about spending their money, about hanging out with the right people, and he's really a great leader on this team, and probably, I would say, arguably the best free agent pickup the Bears have had.
Yeah, because, you know, I was thinking of another one, Pernell McPhee, and it's been kind of a disappointment, mainly because he just hasn't been able to stay healthy. It's really been a crime. I mean, came in with a lot of promise, and now he's injured once again and on IR.
His first 8 games here with the Bears were incredible.
Yeah,
he was playing like a man possessed and then unfortunately got the knee injury. And you're right, he's been plagued by injuries in the last several years.
Hey, one of the things they had to do, though, was move my guy, Christian Jones, back outside now. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, what he's had to do this season. Because all of a sudden you looked at the leading tackles in the game, you didn't see his name up near the top, and that's because he's playing outside now.
I mean, this is a guy that's very versatile. Guy came in here out of Florida State as an undrafted free agent a couple years ago and really is stuck. And it was interesting, Jiggs, during training camp in Bourbonnais, the defensive coordinator and the special teams coordinator both brought his name up in terms of a guy that was the most improved player over the course of the last year, unsolicited. They weren't even asked about Christian Jones. They both brought him up, Vic Fangio and Jeff Rogers, and it was really interesting to see how he stepped up and matured as a player. And like I said, he's very versatile. He's helped a lot on defense at outside and inside linebacker as well as on special teams.
I love the defensive passion you guys are talking with right now, and all I can say is Akiem Hicks, I think you've at least made our Pro Bowl. Can we all agree on that?
Absolutely.
We think you're great.
Part of the problem with the defense, though, Layla, is that everybody's hurt. I mean, it's unbelievable how many guys are on. We talked about Pernell McPhee going on IR now. Bears have 15 guys on injured reserve, like four outside linebackers. So I think Vic Fangio's done a really good job. The Bears right now, I know it's not all about yards, but they're ranked eighth in total yards against.
Yes, and that has been proven what he's been able to do. Stay with us here on Bears Blitz as we thank you, Larry Mayer, for joining us.